Thursday, the 10th of July, Zion Tammuz, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, Hilchos Yichud, Part 2.
Morning. Just like to repeat what I said last time, that the idea of this shiur is not to pass in Shalat and Hilchos Yichud, Aluch and Amasa, and Shalat and Hilchos Yichud, it's always, every second something is different, but I'm saying a Shalat. The idea of the shiur is pushed to make the Olim aware of Givis Aluchos and to know at least when to ask the Shalat, and sometimes it's not possible always to ask a shalat, don't listen to the halacha. We mentioned last time that the shitta of the Rambam, the machlokes rishonim, how many men and isha is there in issa yichud? Ramu passes that two men and one lady, there's no issa yichud. The Rambam holds that two men and one lady, there is an issa yichud. The shalat is because the Gemara says that pritzim, someone is a purit, there's an issa yichud with two men. The Rambam holds that nowadays some people are considered, everyone, not just every person is considered b'chefkas purit. The Ramu argues, as we mentioned last time. Now, that's only two men and one lady. The Rambam says, however, lots of men and lots of ladies are nushim, v'nushim harbe, then there's no shayda v'yichud. Now the shayda is, the machlekes, what does it mean, anushim, v'nushim harbe? What does it mean, harbe? It's a shtik of machlekes. The Bach holds that two men and two ladies is ready in ishkan yisri yichud, b'kel alme. Andere halten, there has to be three men and three ladies, as I have the Bashmir. The Chochmas Sudom holds that there's two men and three ladies, Ishin Shtuka Shaila Pinyichat. There's three shittas, it's either two and two, three and three. The Chochmas Sudom holds three ladies and two men, Nishtuka Nisiyichat. That's after the Rambam. Now, according to Ramu, we mentioned there is no Itzib Chlal with two men. That's only by Samanushim. By Pritzim, a Purit, there's an issa even by two men, the Kelaum, Medina de Gemura. Yet Shaita Chalkis Machoikik, a Chimra, the Apurus is worse, a proper Purus, someone's really a Purus, is worse, and there's no Heter even Anushim, Venushim Harbe. Obviously, there's thousands of people, somebody's also masking, there's no issa Yichud. But as I said, Anushim, Venushim Harbe, that nicht helfen, won't help by someone who's Be'emes a Purus. I'm not sure if we mentioned this last time. The Ramu brings, in the name of the Raizid, a Chimra. Two men and an Isha, there's no Issa Yichud. We mentioned earlier. However, Zukta Raizid, by night, is Dua Issa with two men. Why? The Kelalma. Why? Because the Choshesh, that maybe one of them will fall asleep. If one of them is asleep, you're left with one man and one lady. One man and one lady. You do an issa yichud. So no matter how the Rav is, that by night, although by day it's mitzvah two men and one lady, but by night you do an issa with two men, just in case one of them falls asleep. The person don't talk about it. What does it mean, night? Is it toil attack on darkness? It says, I spoke about last time, yeah. Is it toil on darkness that it's very nacht in the summertime it's 11 o'clock and in the winter it's 4 o'clock, it's really dark? Might the chash is toil on sleeping, the Mishm Sabbath should be toil on darkness, or then is the first thing to talk about it. Yes. Shaitim Prisha. Shaitim Prisha, that the whole Ravid is talking about three people who are planning to stay awake. But if you have three people who all of them are planning to go to sleep, at night, a normal thing, they're all planning to go to sleep, look, there's Zuha Issi Yichud, even with three. The whole Ravid is when there's three people who are awake. And we're choshes that one of them may fall, two people were choshes one will fall asleep. With two people, there's no chash that one's going to fall. Two people are chash that one's going to fall asleep. But three, we're not have to be choshes that two will fall asleep. But if they're all planning to go to sleep, look the preachers. Do an issa mishkachelik gvitzel mentioned sof kosof at the last one who falls asleep. But what my issa yichud metanisha? And my later preachers, the chvish when nitzav ben from issa yichud, you could go you have a few people in the house with one issa and they're all going to sleep at night. But the preachers do an issa yichud. In Sefer Ezim Mikodesh, Mitzvah Teruf, states that there's no Issa. Just as though, because the whole chash is that when one person is asleep, the other person will be over and over. Doctor, the Ma'at says always a chash that the person will wake up. Doctor, no. The person will see that Yen is in a deep sleep, that's a sikkim of the Aveira. Doctor, when you have two people sleeping, Doctor, is The Nishtuch Achshah shall be Oiv Anaver. Why? That he'll go to one person and he'll make sure again he's in a deep sleep. So that by that time he's worried that the other one is awake. And he'll go running to the other one and he'll make sure he's in a deep sleep. You have to always be checking one against the other. No, once there's more than one person asleep, is Nishtuch Achshah. Shteitin Darke Moshe, in the name of the Marie Weil, a great Sechemre. That the just like the Ravid holds that by Laila there's an Issa Yichud, two people, because we're worried that one of them will fall asleep. Look at Marie Weil, that all the esoterium of two people of an Issa Yichud, there's no Issa Yichud of two men and one lady, this is not Arai. So if you have two people living in a house, Bikmir, with one lady, look, there's in Meglich that the Shtikim and Issa Yichud says one man will go out, but Ibbiblav and one man with one lady. Because the Mele is also, even if the two men are there, there's an Issa to live in a house, two men with one lady, the Kviyas, Mechshash, that one of them will go out. Just like the Ravid holds, that by night, there's a Chshash that one of them will fall asleep, but there's a Mechshash that one of them will leave the house, is due on Issa for two men to live in a house together with one Isha. The Choyre, I didn't see anyone say this, but the Choyre, Daf Iskemen, Leut, the Marie Weil, what will be a man and a wife is Alamu do a Hetzef and Ishta Imoy. The Hetzef Ishta Imoy, we spoke about last time, Ishta Imoy and Ishta Chesi Yichet. And one of you have a man and a wife and they have a lodger who lives the Kviyas in their house. Is the Chore, Ishta Imoy only helps Pashtas. The Shmiel holds Ishta Imoy helps even when she's not in the house. But Pashtas, the Hetzef Ishta Imoy is only when she's in the house. So Oiv states to Marie Weil that you have to be Choshish that she's going to leave. That when there's two people living in a house, the Kviyas, you always have to be Choshish that one of them will leave. The lechore by ishtei imoy that nishtofen if they're living together bekvias a man and a wife with another lady. Yeah, but it's the other way around. You have to worry that the lady will leave and the man will be left with the lady. You're right. The other way around you have a hat of balabir, but this way around you have a man and a wife. The man will always have to be chushes that the wife will leave, in which case there'll be an issa with that lady. Lechore. Coming out of the Heter of Balabi, and it's the Yichud that gebrengt zwei Eterim, one Heter Balabi'ir and one Heter Pesach Pesiach the Shisarabim. Now, in both Eterim, there's a lot of conditions, it's Nachta Chasach Moshalis. We're trying to go through first the Heter of Balabi'ir. The Gemara condition states that if a lady's husband is in town, there's no Issa Yichud. Now, Rashi learns the Gemara there that we're not talking about the Issa Yichud. Rashi learns the Gemara is not talking about Issa Yichud. The Bach passes the Rashi. But Moshe led the Bach, Alibi Rashi, the whole head of Baal Abiyah doesn't exist. The Shechanurach of the Paskens Nishvi Rashi, in Oib Baal Abiyah, if the husband is in town, there's no Issa Yichud. The Poiskim and the Meister all bring down the Shitta of Rashi, and the Mashmuas is that if one could be machne to avoid using the hatter bala beir, but mashkin for the poskim as geshmuk and achman and shittes rashi, they all bring down shittes rashi. The chachmasudam states that about the hatter of we spoke about this last week. The issa deraisa is only one man and one lady. Anything else is only an issa drabunon. So it's by an issa drabunon, daf mezechin is choshe zayin for shittes rashi that bala beir do. So that can mezechin soymich zayin of the Hetzer from Baal HaBi'ir. But again, it's only a chimrim, ikka adin, shtetish shechanurich, as Baal HaBi'ir is mitzah. Now, why is Baal HaBi'ir mitzah? This is a great machlekes, and depending on this machlekes, that there is a sach maskinin is the dina. Lulushin Rashi in condition, although Rashi learns the Gemara differently, but the Lulushin Rashi in condition is that Baal HaBi'ir is pushit, she's worried her husband will come. She's scared her husband will show up, and he'll catch her. But mele, nishtuk achshash, that the Isha will be Oiv Anaveir. As this states in Rashi. In Chazanish states that it's not the pshat that we choshesh pushet that the husband will come. No, it's a certain emotional state when a wife knows the husband's in town, even if she doesn't have to be choshesh, the husband's going to show up at the door. So the Chazanish, she's in a certain state of mind and frame of mind. She's kufet lebalo, and maybe there's no chash that should be Oiv Anaveir why the husband is in town. Yet, between these two pshutim, what will be in a case where The husband has no idea where his wife is. She's gone somewhere. She's in a house. He has no idea where she is. Is with the pashas the hat of Balabi is a shtetin Rashi that she tells him. Because the whole hat of Balabi is because she's worried that he'll show up. If he has no idea to find her, there's no idea where she's gone. There's no heter of Balabir. Look at the Chazanish, that the heter of Balabir is a certain state of mind, that whilst the husband is in town, she's in a certain state that she can't show if it's on another day. It doesn't make a difference. It's not, the heter is not built on the fact that the husband will find her. This is Ein Abkimen. In Sefer Chochmas Udom takes this whole thing a step further. And the Chochmas Udom says, she's gone somewhere, she'll never find her.
As long as she's going somewhere with anybody else, definitely.
He doesn't know where she is, she's gone somewhere, she's out of the house.
Definitely.
Because the essence fact that her husband's in town keeps her back from being over another. In Chochmas Udom states, that the head of Bala Be'ir, even according to Rashi, that she's worried the husband's going to come. But the Chochmas Udom, it doesn't mean that she's worried the husband's going to come and find the mamish being over an avera. He brings the raya for it. What she's worried about is that her husband's going to come and see them be'yichut and start questioning her. Why are you together with this man? What did he do with him? What did he? And then, if Chalila they were over an avera, he'll find out that she was over an avera. But the heter is not that he's actually going to find her being over an avera. He brings the raya from the Gemur. Remain is Dr. Chochmas Udom. If there's a reason, as Posh's explanation, why these two people are together. The Mushal, she works for him. She's in his office, they work together every day. Or, someone called an electrician to the house. So your husband knows, the electrician has come to fix the lights, has come to break and fix something, a plumber. Is that what the husband won't ask any questions? Where there's no chash that the husband's going to ask any questions, there's no heter of Bala Bia. The heter of Bala Bia is only because there's something wrong. He's going to find it with someone. Why are you talking to him? What have you got to do with him? And he'll start questioning her, then he'll find out whether or not she was over an avera. If there's no reason for him to ask a question, then Halta Chochmas Udom, there's no heter of Bala Bia. So we have, Lit Chazanish, there's no problem with how Bala Bia is a certain state. If Lit Chazanish, the other problem in Nishdu. But if we learn the heter is because he's worried the husband will come, it's Aleph. If the husband won't find her, Zdua Issa. And secondly, the Chochmas Udom, if the husband won't ask any questions, there's a reason why they're together, that is Telfen Keheter from Bala Bia. It is helping the heter from Bala Bia. But that's helping another heter. But that's find a different heter.
Going
to Chazanish, sure. We have to work with other heters. Nocha grace is that it's a chashish with the Chazanish. This is often aloha. Steak. Oibs is a matzv to liboy gaspo. Liboy gaspo. Just listen to what that means. There's no heter of Bala Bia. The heter of Bala Bia is only when it's not liboy gaspo. Now, what does liboy gaspo mean? Liboy gaspo, push it means they're very friendly. The man and the wife, the man and the lady have a certain friendship, certain acquaintance, the mushul they were brought up together. Damos and Shdu, the ganze heter from Bala Bia. Steit in Urcha Shulchan, and this macht sehr agreste chemed Urcha Shulchan. Steit in Urcha Shulchan, that if there's a certain heimishkeit between them, the mushul, they work together, and that has led to some sort of acquaintance with them heimish zusammen, dus heißt euchet liboy gaspo. When mele leid Urcha Shulchan, if a man and a lady are working together in an office, and they have some working together, they have certain an acquaintance, and they build up some sort of relationship, then it's helpful the ganze heter from Bala Be'ir leid Urcha Shulchan. This is not true with the Chazanish already. This is the Gemurah that liber gaspo helps nish the ganze heter from Bala Be'ir, even according to the Chazanish. It's only a certain emotional state of mind when someone was a stranger to her. But when liber gaspo is a much bigger chash, and that is helpful the ganze heter from Bala Be'ir. No, it's okay. That's the chokhmah. That is the chokhmah from the zayah. From that, the chokhmah being the zayah from that. He just ask questions. Why are you talking to him? It's a bit of a gaffer. He won't ask any questions. He knows they're friendly, so he doesn't ask any questions. He doesn't. That's not for the chassidim in general. Well, I'm saying the shadows of Baal Abiyam, and there is a song to Halucha from Shlem Zalman Oyebach. Shlem Zalman is not safe for Chesich, it's Zva Halucha. In the beginning of Seif Zva Halucha is a letter from Shlem Zalman Oyebach. He talks about a few Nekudas and Hilchas Tisiyich. It's kind of called that in Tzom Tashala. What happens if the husband is in town, but the wife doesn't know about it? She doesn't know her husband's in town. But Baal Abiyah, but she's not aware. Yeah, but they have both things. The chayre, the whole het of Baal Abiyah is only if she knows her husband's in town. How are you going to learn the het of Baal Abiyah? But this was Kletim Shem Azama, that Sof Kosof, the Chazal never uttered it when it was Baal Abiyah. Even if she didn't know about it, there'd be a het of Baal Abiyah. Shem Azama is a bit mistupic about it. So this Shem Azama is there to some taluch. Look, what happens if the lady knows that her husband's in town? He knows. The Zecha knows it's a Baal Abiyah. But the man doesn't know that's Baal Abiyah. The shtucha is a yichud because the ma'aser there's no chshad that should be over naveira because when it's baal abiyah there's no chshad b'chal that it's over down naveira. So the shem zalman zayim to some taluch. Rashi brings the parshas matters that niskaven lechel busa chazir ve'uchu busa tle is surah kapura. Someone wanted to eat an issa or thought he was being over an issa and the ma'aser it was not an issa is nachal surah kapura. So the shem zalman. That if a lady and a man, she is Baal Abiyah, she knows Baal Abiyah, but this man doesn't know it's Baal Abiyah. Look, the Kim Tachoy, so he, the way he sees the situation, he's been going by Nisi Yichas. So, by Emmet, it's a Skaven Lechel, Busa Chazir. The Master, it is Busa Tle. So, to Pshlema Zalma, the Isha is Mechiev to tell this man, you should know, my husband is in town, there's no way to Yichas. Why? So, to say, Zi Zol Emish Machshaz, and she shouldn't be Machshal him in the Issa of the Skaven Lechel, Busa Chazir, Buchel, Busa Tle. Because if he doesn't know that Balabir, that Lemaitre, he will need Kapura, the Issa, Finn, Skaven Lechel, Busa Chazir, Buchel, Busa Tle. So, she is being Machshal him in this Issa, that the Medea sein. That is it's nicht nur der Gabe ist Yiche, dass er geht eine zu essen, dass jene weiß nicht, dass es Kusche. Dass er bis dem Chiv zu suchen, dass es wissen, dass es Kusche, kdem nicht, machst du dann jenem, wo den ist doch, es kann lech, wo wusste Chazir, wo uche wusste zu lech. That's the Hetter of Baal Abiyah. Noch ein Hetter steht in die Gemur Kedishin, als es Pesach Pusiach le Shisse Rabbim. If the door is open to the Shisse Rabbim, there's no Shash Yiche. And do let's kill the Alma that the Gemara is talking about. Yichud, for the Rashi, Pesach, Pesach, Shisse Rabbim, there's no Issa Yichud. Now, what we have to define is, what does it mean, the Pesach, Pesach? What does it mean, the door is open? And what do we mean, the Shisse Rabbim? So let's go slowly. Pesach, Pesach. Pesach, Pesach, brings, in the name of the Besmeya, Reb Kivayga. Pesach, Pesach, the door open, means, literally, the door is open. A closed door, unlocked, Halchit Kivege, the Besmeya, heißt nicht Pesach Pesach. Yeah, that doesn't help for the Besmeya. It's only going to have one moment. Look, the Besmeya and the Kivege bring that the Rajbe, in Shuvah the Rajbe, is nish mashmazoi, and the Magia the Lushna Rajbe, that they change the Lushna Rajbe, in order as the Stein Dot Neuchit, as a Pesach Pesach means literally an open door. Aber, the Achronim, Asach Achronim dingen sich, and they bring up the Radvaz, in the Mabit, zugen, that a closed door, which is unlocked, is also considered Pesach Pesach, which is the Rabbim, it doesn't have to be literally open, as long as it is Lemasa open, you can't open it, it's not locked, it's do a heifer from Pesach Pesach, which is the Rabbim. One second, we're gonna get it. In Shivat Binyan Tzion, from Uchlenei, and Sumi Kifam at Ches, Zot, Azotib Kivega and the Besmeya who hold that the door has to be literally open, Kemat, Zot Ben Yitzin, is E. Epsha the Nutzlum Issa Yichud, that a man's at home, his wife is out, Kim Tran a cleaner to clean the house, but the door, you don't leave the door wide open, you do an Issa Yichud, Ben Yitzin, Kemat, E. Epsha the Nutzlum Kivega and the Besmeya from an Issa Yichud. Now, that was all Zetas Bezmanayim, that when you closed the door, if you didn't actually lock it with a key, the door was, you could open it from the outside. Nowadays, most doors, when you, front doors at least, when you close them, you can't open them from the outside. So, lechoy, we have back the Binyan Tzion, but the Binyan Tzion shreit, that's kemat yefshe lenutzel from a nitzah yichad. The wife is out, kim tzana from shtir, is a problem from with the Nisa Yichud. Now, that's to do with your shaila. I'm a bit specific about that. What happens if you leave the door on a latch? It says it's closed, but it's on the latch, you could push it open. But the chayla, someone walking on the outside has no idea that your door is open or not open. The chayla menasura, that shouldn't help. Because to the outside world, that door is as good as closed, as locked. If do I have to, that was mentioned earlier, that the Tribune rules in David Meshurim, Shrat, Chelikala Simenei, do the Tribune rules that if somebody else has a key to the door, so the Tribune rules, so somebody else could come and unlock that door. That's very important. The Tribune rules, the door is considered unlocked. But Avada Lechit Kiveg and the Besmeya, that you need an open door, it's not going to help you with a key. The key only helps to make the door unlocked. It doesn't help to have the door open. So if you learn, it's the same as a closed door.
The same as an open door.
It's not an open door.
You can walk in.
That unlocked door, an unlocked door, anyone can walk in. If you're going to be a mayor hold, you need actually to walk in. The Shabinah should be closed. The finish of the Shabinah rule. It helps, it's considered like a closed door which is unlocked. It's not open, the door. At the end of the day, the door's not open.
You've got the key, it's easy as you walk.
And if you have a closed door, you can also open the door.
No.
A closed door, there's Man Chazal where a closed door is you could take on, it wasn't locked. Let's say the Shabinah rule. That's the solution to Shabinah rule. It's a closed, unlocked door. Let's say the Shabinah rule. It's closed, and it's not locked. Is that the Kiveg and the Besmeya, Vetnish Telfen Kashlissel. The Schlissel only helps to make the door unlocked. That's all it helps. It doesn't make the door open. So Gazen and Asaifa, he brings down in the name of the Koshik Lover Roof that he says that the Achillah that should be in a roof, it doesn't help one key holder. You need to have a few key holders, a few people who have keys, that's considered that the door is unlocked. There's just one person who happens to have a key that won't make the door to be considered unlocked. That's all with doors. Now, yeah, that's the same.
No, but the door's locked, so my door's got a key.
That's a key holder, it's the same thing. It's a closed door. Sockets of doors closed. It's a closed door. A closed door is a machlekes. The first person's going to make with a closed door. It's kideg is machma. What's with a window? A window open to the outside. A window that you can see from the outside. The Nodibi, the Shtet Beferish, that a window that you can see from the outside is as good as a door. And Santa Machlekes over is, what happens if you have a window? Well, you have that window, if that would be the street, you could see it from the street. But from you stand there, you can't see the window. You can't see the whole room from the window. It's in Bechutru state, it's Helfnisht. Even, though there's the Bechutru, even whilst they're standing against the window, but Zanan Isse Yichud, because it's so easy to go into a corner, but Zanan Isse. In Sefer Dvar Alucha states that we're not Choshish, a person will go to do an Isse Yichud. As he's standing in front of the window, people can see him. There's no Yisra Yichud. You just have to be choshish that maybe he'll go somewhere else. So he says, nish kachshash. Or in Bechushrev said that if it's in the same room, it's easy to go out. It's even whilst he's standing in front of the window. But he's misipik, what's with two rooms? If you could go into another room, that's Bechushrev said misipik, whilst he's standing in this room where you can't be seen, if there's an Yisra Yichud. Namela, a car with its windows, which are not tinted windows, you can see from the outside, because other person is looking, there's no yichud, because at the end of the day, you could be seen from the outside. Kit the meister nigus mush, remush, and look like a chilas on the machmazang, even with a car. What is called the Rishis Rabbim? Is in Sefer Chochma Sudom, is in the Sipik, sorry? What do I get to the meister mean? Chochma Sudom is in the Sipik, what's considered the Rishis Rabbim? Do you need mamish Rishis Rabbim? Mamish has to be, there has to be a Shisr Rabbim, or Chosud is Masipik. If you have a Chutza with it, three people living in that Chutza, but the Chesn, the Gaba, the Aluchas, and Sufi Tim, three people considered Shisr Rabbim, Chosud is Masipik, that may be already considered a Shisr Rabbim. As the Mushal, if you have in a house where the windows are not necessarily open to the street, but you have facing into another house, where from another house you can see in to that window, set in the place, because that's also as good as Pesach for Sechshazam, but only if the Chochma Sudan, they have a few people living in the window of. By night, shtetim b'heitiv, that by night, where there's not people walking on the street, now that's all the Zman Chazal, where once it got dark, there was no people walking on the street, so the b'heitiv, heltish against the heter, from Pesach b'siach, the shetir yabim. What the Pesach is looking at, the Zman there, where at night time, there's people walking still in the street, is do a heter, from Pesach b'siach, the shetir yabim, even by night. However, it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning, where the streets are taka empty, then the chore that should design the heter from Pesach Pesach the shifter album. Noch a shayl, but sorry.
And the
chalav is not peace, not zman, but people walk around. There's nobody around though. The b'shushu was a bit specific, guys. Even by night, there could be some loy plig. B'shushu, you could have that loy plig. Pass the toilet on the mitzvah for people walking around. In the Sefer Besmeya holds, again going back to the Besmeya, that holds you need an open door. He holds not just you need an open door, you need the door is open and you can be seen from the outside. Two things: you have to have the door wide open and actually people from the outside can see you. That's the heter of Pesach Pesach. Not the heter is that people may see an open door from the far and they think you're inviting Avraham Avinu's house and you're welcome to come in and the people will walk in. The heter of Pesach Pesach is it's open and you can be seen from the outside. So when a Moshe loaded the snei, even if you have the door wide open, but it's not open to the Shifter Rabbin, you can't see it from the Shifter Rabbin. It says there's a front garden, there's a gate. You can't see it actually from the Shifter Rabbin. It's the Besmeya also. But Asach Poetim states that the heter is into the house, yeah. Asach Poetim states nishta that the heter is not the fact that you could see in. The heter is based on the fact that someone could come in. And once someone could come in, There's no issa.
That means that
the
person is moving from the room where
he's seen to after. According to the Besmeya, that you need to actually see the Zanam
Nesiyich. Because you're standing in
the hall.
What
if
the door and the window is making?
What do you mean?
If you have a door open and the trouble doesn't have
an answer, it won't help, according to the Besmeya. Same thing. Come on. The window, if you could be seen from the window. If you can be seen from the window, yes. Aber noch there's one great machlokes here in Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim, which again makes a big problem. Liboy gaspo, which means gerat gab a bala beir. This is a fairish halacha. Liboy gaspo by bala beir doesn't help. A Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim is a great machlokes achronim. If liboy gaspo is helps the heter from Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim, the chelkes machlokes in the Bashmiel hold a Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim does not help if it's liboy gaspo. Now liboy gaspo again means there's a certain heimishkeit, a certain relationship between the ish and the isha that nicht helps in the heter from Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim. But in Taz Dingsach, and the Taz holds that the Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim it works even when it's liboy gaspo. Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim is nicht kein yichid, it's not chlal amase yichid. That doesn't make a difference if it's liboy gaspo or nicht kein liboy gaspo. Now mentioned earlier, the Chashulchan holds that if you work together it's really a matter of liboy gaspo. According to the Chashulchan, if you work with the Chalkas Chayegi Bashmi, and again working together with someone in an office, but nicht helfen the heter from Pesach Pesach Shetzer Rabim, but nicht alle helfen bedur Chashulchan. So chimra bedur Chashulchan that a matter of a relationship that comes from working together is considered liboy gaspo. One more halacha I'd like to come finish off with, which we didn't speak about bechlal. At what age does it start the issur yichud? In the Rambam states a boy of 9 and a girl of 3 is doing issur yichud. Is doing santa luchaba that if you have an isha who has with her a child above the age of 3, that child above the age of 3 is matzul from the issur yichud. It's set as a certain age, and the person will argue exactly what age it starts. The youngest age given is 3, under half, under so elder. If she sees something strange and avera happening, she'll go and repeat it. She'll tell people what happened. The mele, we're not choshish that people will be over an avera with her around. But that only is until a certain age. Once the girl has reached an age where you could be choshish that she herself will also be over an avera, that we mentioned last time, and you have 2 ladies, it's one is the yichud. So the person said between the age of 3 and 9, a girl between the age of 3 and 9 can matzah sein von an issur yichud. A boy and a girl, both not the ages of mitzvah, say so a boy of 9 with a girl of 3, steht das nicht durch an Isse Yichid. Also gesehen, in Shevet Alevi, mitzvah, why is that not? Alle Isseim, ist so ein mitzvah von Chinuch. Why should there not be a mitzvah of Chinuch for a boy of 9 with a girl of 3? Why is it different to all mitzvahs in the Torah? The Meister, if he would be a Gudel, but I got an Isse Yichid. So why, if he's 9 years old, and it's passed by him an Isse Yichid, why should there be no Chinuch on the mitzvah of Yichid? I'd just like to finish off with the Shal Shiva state. He talks about the Shivas of the Rabunans. The Gemara state, Chavivim Divrei Sofrim, Yotze Meyayne Shoteire. So the Shal Shiva, what is the Chashivas, the Chavivas of Divrei Sofrim? So the Rabunans, Hom Gemacht Hachukas of the Torah. So if a person makes a Hachuk on the Torah, this nems sich for Yir Shemayim. A person has Yir Shemayim, so he tries to avoid falling into an Avera. But the Yisod from the ganze Torah is Yir Shemayim. But after Yisrael, Mu Hashem Alekecho, Sheol Mehim Ochkim, the Yirat Hashem Alekecho. The Takunas Chachumim, the Gidreyim, Yisod, the Derech HaYire. Ki Yati Gede V'Hachuka, they made the Gede V'Hachuka, in order that a person mitzad the Yir Shemayim. That the Ba'amabe Lehezuah, Yagia L'Aschar HaGudul, Ki'in Yishanema, Gam Abduchu Nizabahem, V'Shomer Mekev Rob. And he gives, what's the Mushul to him, of the mitzvah rabuno, which is geboyt at Yir Shemayim, that the Bahadigma Ledova, Kehamnizah Mehisyachid in Isha, Mipachtoi Penyichshu Bo'oven, the Kashi Godi Abitaini Zechoyin in the Brucha, Haloizeh Ma'ashe Zurach Al Nafshoi, because it's shining on him, Uy Yiret Zalekim Yizburach, and Mele Betazirich Zayin to the greatest Scha, from Devasot Yir Shemayim.